The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon. Have you recovered from the singing on Saturday? I hope you have.
I think I'm going to buy tickets to your next show. You're not nearly as bad as you kind of intimate that you are. You're actually quite talented, Rolien Marks, is what I have to say.
That's not what millions have told me, but I'll take it.
All right, so let's get to the news. Interesting story about illegal outposts probably having a demolition order against them. This after Jewish extremists attacking Israelis and Palestinians.
Yes, I think it's very important that people understand, especially in light of all the controversy around Sheikh Jarrah, that if a structure, if a house, if a outpost is illegal, it's going to be taken down, regardless of whether you're Israeli or Palestinian. This is not some act of discrimination against Palestinians by Israel. In fact, there was a group of police who went into a suburb in Tel Aviv today and removed people who were illegally squatting and said that they unfortunately would probably have to demolish the illegal structure. This is something that happens regardless. So let's look at what has happened. Security forces put up demolition notices last night in the illegal outpost of Givat Ronen. This is in the West Bank. And this follows several acts from Jewish extremists that are believed to have come from this particular outpost who attacked Palestinians and Israeli activists nearby. Now, they've been given 3 days notice, and it's not known whether or not the demolition will be tied to the attacks on Israeli and Palestinian activists. But it's important to know that, you know, Israel is a democracy and there's no special treatment for anybody. Unfortunately, this group of appalling extremists attacked men as well as left-wing activists with clubs and stones. They set a car alight. They wounded at least 6 people, and our Minister of Police, Omer Bar-Lev, says this is the organized action of a terror group. So making no distinction between Palestinian terror or Jewish terror. And we want to be very, very clear about it. He goes on to say it is the tip of the iceberg of a terror organization. And that the Shin Bet or the Shabak, which is Israel's internal intelligence agency, are also assisting and investigating along with the police.
I'm glad they called it out for what it is, because it is Jewish extremist terrorism. So let's see what happens. Let's see if charges are brought and what kind of sanction is brought to bear. Another really interesting story today, the fact that Israel mulling a plan apparently to evacuate Ukrainian Jews. I wonder, Rolien, if people know just how many Jews there are in the Ukraine.
Well, what we do have statistically from our various ministries, because this will involve several ministries, the Foreign Affairs, Diaspora, Jewish Agency, Aliyah, apparently there are about 75,000 people living in the eastern Ukraine who are believed to be eligible for Israeli citizenship. And it is noticed in the report that Israel has plans for the mass evacuation of Jews from various countries should the need arise. And just to bear in mind that we are sitting on what could be the cusp of a major conflagration between Russia and the Ukraine. In fact, our foreign ministry, our officials are meeting today to decide on Israel's stance. We are traditionally neutral because we have a strong ties with both the Ukraine and Russia, but we are concerned about the impact not just on the Jews of these areas, but also on the talks with Iran. We also can't forget that this is taking place while Iran have every intention of arming themselves from a nuclear perspective. because I know that there are many people in South Africa saying, well, why don't we get airlifted, you know, for this situation or that situation? This is a potentially very, very critical situation on the ground. I mean, I don't know, Simon, but I'm looking for the big demonstrations and protests. Can't seem to find any. Maybe you found some in a city near you. I'm also waiting for the experts in European / Middle East / war affairs, you know, the ones, Susan, Gigi, Bella, to weigh in on this situation. But I don't know, maybe I just haven't heard anything. Maybe you have. But we're sitting with a very, very dire situation indeed. In fact, notice today that Ireland has been notified by Russia that they will be doing naval drills off the coast of Ireland. So we are sitting with a potentially critical situation. At the moment, the United States has evacuated the families of diplomats. The European Union have said that they have no plans yet to evacuate any diplomats or diplomat family members.
But it certainly is escalating because the New York Times reporting that Biden sending troops and hardware. So it's not becoming less of an issue, that is for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's and we also can't forget, while we're talking about Iran and the talks in Vienna, that we have Russia and Syria doing air drills, which is very, very close to our borders as well.
And did I read correctly, Rolene, another drone attack on the UAE by the Houthis? Another one?
Another drone attack. And what has been quite extraordinary is that over the weekend, we also heard from Hamas showing their solidarity with the Houthis. This has been duly noted by Gulf states. And very interesting words coming out of Hamas, saying they declare a war on Israel, the Western countries that support them, and any countries that support them. And coming from the United Arab Emirates, their online presence showing a list of those countries that have expressed their solidarity with the UAE in terms of a Houthi drone attack on them. Remember, the Houthis are also an Iranian-sponsored proxy. So we can definitely see the fault lines starting to appear and the alliances starting to be formed.
Rolene, 2021, apparently the worst year of anti-Semitism in over a decade.
Well, I don't think that comes as a massive surprise to people. I think what we have to look at is the study done by the World Zionist Organization, and the Jewish Agency for Israel has taken a look back at 2021 and found it to be the most anti-Semitic year in a decade. And we have to look at the various contributing factors. It's taking place on the back of a pandemic. And we've seen over the past year Jews blamed for everything, from causing the pandemic so that we can create the vaccine, so that we can benefit financially from the vaccine, to the Holocaust trivialization, the comparison that we just saw RFK Jr. Putting up a comparison between Jews having to hide like Anne Frank and vaccine passports. I just want to make this clear for the umpteenth time. You cannot compare anything to do with COVID or anything to the situation and the genocide that was the Holocaust. Our grief, our trauma, our genocide is not there for anybody, whether it's Marjorie Taylor Greene or RFK or some dingbat on Twitter, to make comparisons to. We are not there to be your political football, and neither is our history.
Ro, we don't have much time. Let's take an extra minute, though, because this is a massively important issue. Daniel Pearl.
Daniel Pearl, many of you will be familiar. We are marking 20 years since the Wall Street Journal journalist was kidnapped while investigating a story in Pakistan. He was tortured, and we are all familiar with his horrific ending. He was beheaded. But his final words were, "I am Jewish." And as we talk about anti-Semitism, as we approach International Holocaust Remembrance Day, as we have to fight every single day, as many of us do on social media and in various forums, say it with pride, "I am Jewish."
She says, as the goosebumps happen on my arm. Rolene Marks, thank you so very much this afternoon. We'll chat again tomorrow.